Yeah, but they were tried. My question, Congressman, we're talking about an actual accusation and indictment for treason that then ended up in their execution. What we're talking about now is no third party, no Fifth Amendment rights, where the person was summarily decided to be killed by the executive branch.
All right. Now, when someone, and this has to do, again, with an American, and I want to really read what let's go to the memo itself and what the memo said. It must be, in other words, according to the Department of Justice, what constitutes an imminent threat will develop to meet new circumstances and new threats, which is Al-Qaeda. It must be right that states are able to act in self-defense in circumstances where there's evidence of further imminent attacks by terrorist groups, even if there is no specific evidence of where such an attack will take place or of the precise nature of the attack. Delaying action, and this is what is relevant, delaying actions against individuals continually planning to kill Americans until some theoretical end stage of the planning for a particular plot would create an unacceptable high risk that action would fail and that American casualties would result. That's the bottom line. The issue is you don't want to wait. When you have evidence, when you have information, when you have an individual, an American, who went to be an affiliate and a leader in Al-Qaeda, that you have the ability to bring him to justice and to do the things that we did.
The problem,
you
Congressman,
you can't wait for a bomb to go off.
But Congressman, the analogy you're using one where I could, and the Justice Department themselves question themselves in the 16 pages on this in terms of legality. They kind of even raise the question about whether or not, without any evidence by a third party, some outside entity, whether or not it's justifiable to determine, first of all, it's an imminent threat to do that.
Let's get to that. Let's get to the process. What's important to me as a member of the Intelligence Committee is that we do have a process, that we do have checks and balances, and there is a process in place right now that you just can't take somebody who's in Yemen or a member of the military who's in Yemen who decides this is a bad guy and we're going to take him out. There is a process that goes to the administration, and we, and as members of Congress, have to continue to evaluate that process. And I'm not sure, and you look at each case when it occurs, we will look at that process, and you have to continue to see whether or not that process is it a process that is legal and that protects the constitutional rights of the United States. But when you become an enemy of our country, when you plan to kill our people, to blow up our areas in our country, then you become that enemy, and you cannot wait until the bomb goes off.
But